Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome, friends, to Israel Matters. I'm Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. We are exploring the scriptures concerning Israel, learning how Israel still matters to God and to believers in Jesus. We have seen how the covenants with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are everlasting and that they include an inheritance in the land of Canaan. And that raises the question, is modern Israel a fulfillment of prophecy? Is it a God thing? Is modern Israel the Israel of the Bible? I have a good friend who is an influential pastor. He once told me, when it comes to modern Israel, that's where I get off the bus. The idea that modern Israel is a fulfillment of prophecy has not always been obvious to me either. Even 30 years ago, when I had what I would call the revelation that God has not rejected Israel, I didn't pay much attention to modern Israel. In fact, I assumed that the prophetic scriptures were all about the 70-year exile to Babylon, 600 years before the birth of Jesus. I really hadn't read the prophets, and certainly wasn't aware that every one of them except Jonah spoke of a return to the land. Ezekiel is a good example. He wrote from Babylon and was certainly referring, first of all, to the 70-year exile in his writings. Prophecy can have more than one time and degree of fulfillment, and that is the case with Ezekiel. His prophecies are of a much bigger picture than the return from Babylon. He spoke of an exile to many nations and a return from many nations. In Ezekiel 36:19, God says, "I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries." Jeremiah, too, speaks several times of God's people being scattered and regathered from the four corners of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west. The other aspect of a broader application than just to Babylon is the spiritual one. We will see in a future teaching that when God brings the Jews back from exile to the four corners of the world, there will be a deep spiritual turning. Ezekiel speaks of new hearts and new spirits. Zechariah speaks of deep repentance and washing in the Spirit. And Paul says all Israel will be saved. This did not happen after the return from Babylon. In fact, the return from Babylon was very limited. Many of the Jews who had been exiled there stayed there. They had become very comfortable and remained for another 1,500 years until 1948. Only then did they return to Israel when Muslim governments turned on them in anger at the formation of the State of Israel. 123,000 Jews were forced out of Iraq between 1948 and 1941. As we ask the question, is modern Israel a God thing and a fulfillment of prophecy, Amos 14 is also a very important scripture. It speaks of God raising up the fallen booth of David, of days coming when the plowman will overtake the reaper, mountains dripping with sweet wine, and ruined cities being rebuilt. But as an answer to the question, do the prophecies simply refer to Babylon, it is very clear. Listen to Amos 14:15. "I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God." As we have said, the Jews were again uprooted and exiled by the Romans in 70 AD and 135 AD. And they have remained scattered for 2,000 years until the regathering that began in the 1880s and continues today. Could they be uprooted again? We don't know the future, but we can say that God continues to watch over Israel, to keep his covenants with them, and that he is fully involved in Abraham's family today. Israel matters to God, and that should matter to believers in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on his faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in Scripture, in history, and for believers today.